Okay. Just the first question for John. John, have you heard the message today that a lot of shareholders are pretty upset about Babcock and Brown and what's happened here? And as the representative of Babcock and Brown, who thus far has resisted complete separation, internalisation, which a lot of people in the market are now advocating, have you heeded the message? And will you take that back to your new bosses at Babcock and Brown, that by this time next year, if this company is still a standalone independent company, we'd like to see a resolution on the paper, on the notice paper, which includes a change of name to complete the fundamental divorce of the relationship between Babcock and Brown and Babcock and Brown Power?
Stephen, can I ask you to have another go at that question? Because John is not authorised to change the name of this company, right? Nor is Babcock and Brown. That is a matter for the board. So could I ask you to target your question to John Bowyer's credentials in terms of what he brings to the board, as opposed to matters that I'm going to have to answer on behalf of the board?
So I think it's probably more a comment, and I'll conclude with a comment. I think we need to comprehensively vote down Mr. Bowyer today in the show of hands. I think we'll see the proxies against him will be substantially more than the two independent directors who've just been very comfortably re-elected. And I think in sending that message, we're sending a message that we completely reject the failed externally managed model with the stapled structure, the appalling governance, the 25-year unbreakable contracts. In any ordinary situation where the share price had fallen by 95% in a year, you'd sack the managers and someone would launch a takeover. That can't happen here, because Babcock and Brown, these smart financial engineers, have us locked up in one of their clever, unbreakable contracts that has seen them leech out hundreds of millions in fees with massive conflicts of interest, where their incentive is to maximise transactions and debt, investment value, all this sort of stuff. It's ended up in a huge pile of a mess for us, and he's now presenting here today asking for another 3 years. And clearly we need to send him a very strong message to take back to headquarters that we've had enough, we want out, and we want a new company with nothing to do with Babcock and Brown.